the details of last summer's mass killing in Norway play out in court. We begin with a report from Martin Geisler of Independent Television News in Oslo.
This was the day Anders Breivik had been waiting for. His chance to defend the seemingly indefensible, to share with the world the beliefs that drove him to commit mass murder. He seemed to be relishing the moment, seeking eye contact with the public benches. He'd spent years preparing for this platform and killed 77 people to get it. But as he was called to take the stand, the cameras were turned off.
The court authorities have a balance to strike here. While they want to limit Anders Breivik's exposure, they won't censor him. So while we can report on what was said inside this courtroom, we can't broadcast the pictures.
For more than an hour, he read from a 13-page statement, painting himself as a national hero, protecting the white native Norwegian. Brutality is not necessarily evil, he said. It depends on your motivation. I was trying to avert a major civil war in Europe. My actions were based on goodness. He said many others shared his opinions, but their voices are suppressed. The last time there was real democracy in Europe, he said, was when Hitler came to power. Of his victims, he said, they were not innocent, non-political children. I executed these people to strike at our multicultural ideology. We can't wait any longer, he said. I'm the first drop of water signalling a coming storm. Breivik said he'd toned down his rhetoric out of respect for the victims, many of whose families were sitting just feet away. Breivik's every move and every word are being studied by a panel of psychiatrists in court. His mental state is central to this case and will determine how he's punished. He'll stay on the stand under cross-examination, which could last another 4 days.
But has concern been expressed that this, even though what he says isn't televised, that this trial is giving him a platform to air his views?
Yeah, there are no audio or video of his statement, but it will be written out. You can see it on the internet. And also this trial is broadcasted all over Norway to local courthouses so that the relatives and the families of the victims can see and hear him if they want to. That is a closed trial for them. But you can see the details still, but the court does not want to be a platform for his extremist views.
But I mean, has there been discussion within Norway that the openness of this trial is giving him that platform? I think in his manifesto that he posted online just before doing the deed, he said something like, you're urging others to do the same, your trial will be your world stage.
There has been a lot of discussion how to cover this, and my company in the Norwegian Public Broadcasting has decided to mute some of the audio. There are gruesome details of what has happened, and it's too close for us in Norway, while other media, international media, might broadcast more of it. But his statement is not being broadcasted in the video or audio at all, only like a written reference, which some media do refer. Because what he's saying is people really want to hear what is going on in his mind, and to them it's comforting to see that he is a maniac.